Greetings from Financial Services Online. I am your host, Paige Estratori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap this Friday, the 9th of August, 2024. We have a packed agenda today, highlighting critical issues in Australia's insurance sector, starting with the ongoing wrangle over costly credit hire fees. A two-year-old legal dispute originating from a car accident in Wollongong involving Cameron Lazicic's insurer, NRMA, and Thomas Rossi's credit hire charges has taken a new turn. NRMA contested a hefty $29,000 bill for an 86-day hire of a Hyundai i30 from Right 2 Drive, which they argued overshadowed local prices by nearly 300%. Early court support for Rossi weakened as the Enestuadu Supreme Court's Justice Jeremy Kirk overruled the decision, pointing to lax consideration of whether Rossi fully grasped the financial implications. The case is now awaiting a new hearing in local court as this ongoing saga on credit hire charges continues to unfold. From legal tangles, let's shift gears to a rather promising frontier, artificial intelligence. Neuroscience and AI are converging to revolutionize the insurance sector, as discussed at the Sydney Online Summit. Matthew Kiernan, CEO of Neuroscience Research Australia, spotlighted breakthroughs from a UK study where AI analyzed blood samples to diagnose Alzheimer's, and at a fraction of current diagnostic costs. Further advances in AI's predictive power were discussed by strategic management professor Ajay Agrawal. AI opens up possibilities for risk prediction, fraud detection, and targeted customer engagement, thus marking a grand transition in the industry. As we move forward, these developments could bring a much-needed reduction in uncertainties and significantly improve health outcomes. Next, we have news from the insurance world's response to Australia's 2022 flood catastrophe. After 6 months of intense hearings, the federal inquiry has concluded, and we await significant recommendations due by the 18th of October. The anticipated reforms aim to revamp building codes to align with flood risk analyses, improve complaint resolution, and devise strategies to make insurance more affordable in flood-prone locales. The hope is that proactive strategies like these can assist communities in better managing future risks and recovering more efficiently after flood events. Finally, we shift our focus to QBE's advancements in operational efficiency, leveraging AI in its underwriting processes. Having seen an impressive two-thirds reduction in broker submission reviews during its North American pilot, QBE expanded its cyber underwriting AI assistant to Europe, further economizing on cyber underwriting timeframes. The AI was introduced in Hong Kong and Singapore in June as part of a strategic move to improve workers' compensation. As confirmed by Matt Mansour, QBE's Group Executive for Technology and Operations, plans are underway to bring this AI-powered efficiency to Australia Pacific. And with that, we conclude our roundup of this week's insurance sector news. I'm Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online, signing off. Stay tuned and keep up with all the latest news and more at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. We'll meet again next week with more industry updates. Until then, take care and stay safe.